Cam's entire career so far with the Carolina Panthers has just been absolutely something to behold. Like, we never had one of these. The Panthers in our fairly proud but young history, we've had some great Warriors and some big personalities. We've had Jake Delhomme and Steve Smith and Julius Peppers and Kevin Green and others, but we've never had that Michael Jackson, Mick Jagger, that Justin Timberlake rock star front the band, people hooting and howling, people climbing all over each other just to get a glimpse of this guy. We've not had one of those. He's probably the biggest North Carolina sports figure since perhaps Michael Jordan was in his heyday. And to watch him evolve as a diagnostician of coverages, as a captain now on the team, as a young man, now a parent, has been interesting. I think he's misunderstood outside of our building. Maybe now that the Panthers are in the Super Bowl, people will begin to see more of him. I think that the more you like about, or the more you see about this guy and know about him, the more there is to like. You may not like the way he dances, points, dips, dabs, smiles when 300-pound people are trying to kill him. So is he polarizing? Is he a divisive figure? If so, he does not care a bit. He does not give a green gosh darn whether he's divisive or polarizing or a letter to the editor or a referendum to ban him from a stadium. He just doesn't care. He's got one singular dream, and that is not to just win a Super Bowl, but to win so many that 30 years from now, when people say Cam, they know, you know exactly who you're talking about. Much in the same way, Blake, that people of Art's generation or mine, when you say Jack, Arnie, Chrissy, Martina, Bjorn, Richard, Mohammed, you know exactly who we're speaking of.
As a follow-up on that, Cam has been in the spotlight for a long time, of course, going undefeated there at Auburn, national championship, Heisman, number one overall, now with the Panthers in the Super Bowl. Have you seen Cam ever appear that a moment may be a bit too big for him, and with the biggest moment of them all, with the Super Bowl coming up, do you think that there's any chance of that? Because from an outside perspective, it doesn't seem like that is even a possibility with him.
Soon before you guys called me, I just had come from a press availability where Cam Newton stood at a podium and took questions for, I don't know, maybe a half an hour or so. And I was thinking, not knowing that you'd ask me this or I'd have the opportunity to respond to a question about him, I was thinking about how otherworldly, composed, calm, charismatic that he was. At first, the microphone wasn't working. The mic was dead. They finally got it fixed. He's smiling, joking. He's not nervous. He took questions about race, being an African-American quarterback. Why doesn't he? Several reporters grilled him about why doesn't he take this stand or that? Why doesn't he want to be known as just a black quarterback? And his pulse rate was zero. He just handled it so well. And so I think that if Cam Newton were engendering ill will, Blake, if he were throwing out crotch-grabbing, throat-slashing gang signs out there, pointing in people's faces, making a general you-know-what of himself, he would not be a Carolina Panther. Mr. Richardson would have crushed that and hit the eject button years ago. But he's having fun. What's different about what Cam Newton is doing after a touchdown than what Brett Favre used to do?
Or what Stephen Curry does when he shoots it and turns around and runs back down the court before the ball ever goes in the basket.
I know. Artie, Carl Edwards, stand on the window ledge of a NASCAR racer in victory lane, does a backflip.
Exactly.
Kyle Busch stands on the roof of the car and takes a bow in victory lane. But Jimmy Connors used to whip the crowds into a huge froth, post point, fist bump, double fist pump. Now, would the older generation have preferred that he just wipe the grip off of his Wilson T2000 with a towel and get ready to play again? Sure, but that wasn't the way he did it, and that's not the way Cam Newton does it.